Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Back in John 13 and also in 15, if you read that, he talks about keeping the love commandment, and he says, I want you to do this so that your joy would be full. You're not happy when you're griping about your situation in life or fussing about what somebody's not doing for you or what they did against you. But when you can just cast your cares on the Lord and just let ugly words and ugly stuff roll off your back like water off a duck's back and just stay sweet and stay kind, you're having much more fun, huh, than people that are griping and upset. Why, you know, let it rain on your parade because they want to act like a heathen. Just smile and be sweet and enjoy life. You live longer. You enjoy life better. Amen? Everybody say, suffer long and kind. That's the key there, isn't it? Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself, is not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Nobody ever acted rude in love. Nobody ever showed out in a restaurant. I didn't order this. I told you exactly I wanted it, you know, medium well and no salt, and I wanted this and I wanted this like this. Can you not hear? That's rude. Well, yeah, but I told you. No, nothing. You're supposed to be saved. Now act like it. Act like a saved person. Amen. There's been a number of times somebody brought me a completely different thing than what I ordered. Number of times. And I looked at it and I thought, well, that'll, and they said, oh, you didn't know. I said, well, that'll probably be good. Yeah. I just didn't know what I wanted. just leave it. That'll be great. Amen. If you ever tried to serve somebody in a public position, then you know about it. And they may have had four aggravation cases before you showed up. You ought to be the breath of fresh air. You ought to be some joy and sunshine. You ought to be so easy to get along with. Amen. Well, I paid good money for that car. Bless God, they're going to fix it or else. Love's not at work. And if love ain't working, what else is not working? Faith is not working. Amen. Chew on people, fuss at people, demand. I've traveled with people before, preachers. I won't say who. It wasn't Brother Hagin. But, you know, just chew on the people at the a ticket counter at the airport and just fuss at people and shoot and just demand this and demand this. Ask for special treatment. Everything got to be special for them. You know, they brought me the pack of peanuts and I said, great, you know. And then they got to have, so I can't have that. Special, got to have special this. I can't have that. You know, that's why a lot of people stay sick. Yeah. Their pride causes them to hold on to their eating disorders and their allergic disorders. Why? Because I'm special and I'm ultra sensitive. I'm not like other people. I have to have special food and I have to have well, you could get healed and delivered. Amen. Or you can just claim that doesn't make you special. Well, we're having fun now, aren't we? If you don't like this, just sit tight and relax. Maybe you'll like the next one or come back to another service. No, I'm telling you, I've dealt with this kind of thing for years. If you want to be healed, if you'd like to be delivered and free, you can't use things. Did you hear me? For people to show you special attention and that kind of thing. Somebody who's walking in love and thinking about other people, they don't want me to be sticking out like a sore thumb. I always have to have something special. The Bible says, eat what's set before you. Is that Bible, or did I just make that up? Eat what's set before you. Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Did I change subjects, or are we talking about walking in love?
Yeah.
Huh? Love doesn't behave itself unseemly. Have you ever seen Christians act ugly? Show out. You know, Phyllis used to work in admissions office at a Bible school at Rhema, and I taught there, and we had people that have to go through with an exit interview with me or with her, left school, left training for the ministry over some of the dumbest things. One lady, she said, "Well, they're leaving. Nice dressed couple, sharp looking couple. We're leaving. Only been there a few months." So, well, why? You know, just a couple of months ago, they said, "The Lord sent us here to train and get ready for the ministry, go out and serve God." Now they're leaving. Why are you leaving? Well, they'd been late several times because they come in late and they had to park in the gravel, and she had on these fancy shoes and it was messing her shoes up to have to walk through the gravel to come to class. Well, we had a revelation for them. Get there earlier and you'll find a paved parking spot. Well, no, they don't like that, and that ain't right, and they've gotten a couple of tickets because they parked in the instructor's place, didn't they? Parked in my parking spot. No, they didn't park in mine, but some of the other instructors, and they got tickets. Well, that made them mad. Well, they were painted different colors. I mean, it was a phrase that everybody learned. Blues for the instructors and the yellows for you. You know, I mean, they just come in late and park in the blue spot. They said, "We're leaving." Somebody said, "What'd y'all say to them?" "Bye." Why? They ain't ministry material. You can't walk through a gravel parking lot to get training. And you know how many people across the world would love to be sitting in that chair and getting trained and getting fed? Not ministry material. Had a guy sit down across from me, and he said, "You know, why are you leaving?" I asked him. He said, "Well, you know, I'm not eating very good." I said, "Well, you going hungry?" He said, "No, I'm eating. It's just noodles and stuff. And SpaghettiOs, pork and beans." I said, "Well, but you're eating." He said, "Yeah." He said, "But, you know, back home, Mama cooked me a steak twice a week." He said, "I'm going home." What do you say to people like that? Bye. Is that ridiculous or what? Ignorant. Got people on the field, you know, eating roasted monkey. And they can't handle a can of pork and beans. You need to go home to Mama. But people, you know, act rude and ask for special stuff. Why? They're unthankful. And they're not aware of everybody else round about them. How many know you don't have to speak up if you're getting short of something? If everybody else is being taken care of and you're a little bit short so that they can have extra, you don't have to say a word. Just be kind and go, "Yeah, great, it's all going good. You can eat when you get to the house." Right? Or it'll be made up to you some other way. But you see folk, man, they won't stand for any seemingly being neglected. Why? Because they think the show revolves around moi. If I ain't happy, I'm going to let it be known, because as it is written, it is the squeaky wheel that getteth the grease. Is there such a scripture? The squeaky wheel getteth the grease. But people quote it, don't. Well, you know, you got to speak up. Can't let people run over you. You got to speak up. No, the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. Amen. Faith will be quiet and trust God. Stay steady and behave itself. Everybody say, "Behave yourself." Amen. See, love doesn't behave itself unseemly. Now get to the next one. Love seeks not her own. That's one I was trying to get to. All that other was free. Seeks not her own. Everybody said out loud, love seeks not its own. Say that two more times, please, with me. Love seeks not its own. One more time. Love seeks not its own. Now, I'm going to read some other scriptures to you. Well, it wouldn't hurt you to turn to a few, would it?
No.
Go ahead and go, please, to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And the 24th, for I want to read about three scriptures here, and please let these sink down into your heart. Let them register on you. 1 Corinthians 10, 24. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth or well-being or welfare. Notice the word seek, and you're not seeking your own. Don't seek your own. Will you be tempted to seek your own? Yeah. All you got to do to be fleshy and carnal is just wake up in the morning. Just wake up in the morning. You got flesh and just go with whatever crosses your mind, and you'll be thinking about yourself and you'll be meditating about yourself. What I'd like to have, what I don't have, what I want to do, what I'm not doing. Me, 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 me. If you don't put forth an effort, you can just think on yourself all day and it'll make you unhappy. And seek for what I want. Seek to make myself happy. Seek my life. And the Bible said you do that and you'll lose it. It'll go through your fingers. But can you suppress those desires of the flesh, and can you let the love of God dominate you on the inside and say, no, forget about me. Forget about me. How can I be a blessing to somebody? And seek, everybody say seek. Now here's the operative word. This is a verb, right? An action word. Do what?
Seek.
So is it just going to fall on you? So should you only be concerned about people to help that are dropped in your lap? And there they are. Well, there's something to... No, you and I are to what? Actively seek another's benefit. What does seek mean? Go looking for it. Right? Instead of seeking how I can make me happy, seeking what... Now, we talked about this last week. See, selfishness is always thinking about what other people could or should do for me. And it's miserable so much of the time because of what somebody didn't do for me. They weren't there for me. They didn't come through for me. They didn't help me sit around, feel sorry, cry. Love seeks, what can I do for somebody else?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.